at the bottom of the Ayin Bet. There's the Gemara says, Itmar, Tisha al Tanai. What happens if he makes the Kiddushin with a Tanai condition in it? That was the condition. The condition is that the woman has no Nadarim on her. It comes to stop. But then he goes ahead and he activates the Nisuin. But when he does the Nisuin, he does not mention this Tanai anymore. So what does that mean? Does that mean, right, there's one of two possibilities. When he's a Kohen, when he has Nisuin after such a Tanai, one possibility is that he now has forgotten the Tanai, or not forgotten, but he doesn't want it to work anymore. He is either mokel or somehow disregards the original condition he made in the condition. That's one possibility. The other possibility is what? That he's relying on the original condition that he made, that the Nisuin are premised on the fact that there was originally a condition out tonight. So here's the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Amar, Tzricha Himena Get. He needs, if he finds the Dharma on her, he still needs a get because the Nisuin were affected, and therefore he needs a get. Shmuel Amar, Ain't a Tzricha Himena Get. Shmuel says he doesn't need a get because this Nisuin relied on the original condition. And since, like in the original condition, there was a Tanai, so it's over here there's going to be a Tanai. So Amar Abai, so Abai wants to qualify the position of Rav. Right, what would you have said in Rav? The Rav, the simplest way to learn Rav is what? That when he made the Kedushin, when he had the Kedushin al Tanai, then he had to went ahead and made his Nisuin Stam, is that he was Mokal on Tanai. The fact that he didn't mention this condition when he went ahead and did the Nisuin implies that he doesn't matter to him anymore. He doesn't, it's not mocked or such a thing, so he's mokel, right, on that. So the Rabbi says, don't say that. The Rabbi, lo tema, time of the Rav. Don't say the reason the Rav is came to Kansasam, akule, akle, tenetanei. Don't say that because he was mokel, or because he was kones stam, because he didn't assume without this condition in it, that it's the equivalent of him being mokel on the original condition of the Tanai, which would have been the simplest way to derive Ella, time to derive the Fishin Adam, say Bilato, Bilatinos. Right? The reasoning is because Rav believes a person does not engage in relations when, right, unless it's for a purpose, meaning that he doesn't stop having relations. Now, if his Kedushin or his Nisuin were to fail in this case, right, then his Bia, or his Bi'ila with his wife, would be a Bilatinos. So the fact is, the fact that he wants that Bila means that we're assuming that that has a meaningfulness to that Bia. So now the question is, how do we learn this? What's the Nafkamina? Why does it matter whether he's Mokel or in Bilatil Bilatinos? So we'll start with Rashi, and then we'll see some of the other Rishonim here, why it makes a difference. Alright, if you look in Rashi, in the second Rashi, in the Da, at the time of the Rav. At the time of the Rav, the Inin get, the Kasabar, Ein Adam Ose Bilata O Bilatinut, Ubao L'Shem Kiddushin. It's different when he was Boel to create a new Kiddushin. Right, so this is almost, seems from Rashi. But that he's not relying on the original Kedushin. Right? If he said it was a Mechila, then what we would say is that he's relying on the original Kedushin, and he would just Mokel on the condition in the original Kedushin. What Rashi is saying here is that he's Miyatzer, he creates a new Kedushin. Right? But the fact that he's Boel here, and Ein Adam Oseh Bilata Ozenus, a person's not going to engage in relations with a woman for naught, and therefore what? It must be that when he's Boel her for a new Kedushin, because that's one of the three ways you can create Kedushin. What are the three ways you can create Kedushin? Are Kesef, Shar, and Bia. Right, so here, through Bia, he can also be Miyatzer the same, Kedushin. So there's a Baal Hashem Kedushin. Afilu Yimtza Alea Nidari. Even if she has Nidari on her. Avow, the Inyan Mimono. But when it comes to monetary obligations, Bitanai Kai. Then he still holds by his condition. Shim Yimtza Alea Nidari. Takes a Gelug Tuba. That if he finds Nidari, she'll go out without a Tuba. So Rashi is, walking a fine line here. He's saying that what? If he was to be Mocha, her example like this, Ramashi, if he was to be Mocha, her on Tanai, then what? We'd be working with the original Kedushin, right? And that Mechila would be substantive enough to what? To grant her both Kedushin
and
Suva, right? Because he's being Mocha, he's using the original Kedushin. But now, when we say Rav says, so here, instead of it being a Mechila, but rather what? Ein Adam Oseh Bilato Bilatznus, which means that a person, when he engages with a woman, does not do it for naught. So when we say that's enough to be Miyatzer Kedushin. That's enough to create a new Kedushin that's Tamei Leviyah. But to create a Ksuba, that is still relying on the original Kedushin that had the Tanai in it, and therefore he won't affect a monetary obligation here. And so therefore, what does he need? He needs a get to undo the Kedushin, or the suing, but he does not need to pay a Ksuba if he is Motzir in this case. So that's the way Rashi learns the difference between Mechila and Bilatznus. So now, I mean, I'll read to you the basic issue. It's a very fine line. How did you bring it? Why is it so different? Or why is it that we say there's such a difference? So here, the Shittim of Gubetz, I'll just read some of it inside just to get you a flavor of how some of the Rishon deal with it, some of the issues that you have to deal with. So here, Shittim of Gubetz says, Vim Tomer Ma'ika ben Hai Taima, the Ikar Dina. What's the difference between these two positions, whether it's Mechila, or whether it's Ein Adam Oseh Bilato Bilatznus? Don't say to me that Mechila only works by Mamo, that you only forgive by Mamo, but it does not work by other kinds of situations. The Havadah, the Koshu Makbat, Pedato, the Tsaro, anything that you're mapping on that's a pain to you, Mahanya Mechila, you're able to be Mokalan. That's something that's a right that you have, right, that we have in other places. The Lekala Maimar, the Kamash Malon, and don't tell me that it teaches you to ilar mina kuli akle tanei din kudeshu amapreya. Don't say that when it's mocha, the kedushin would take effect. Lamapreya mishar mishona. Taleta. That's not true. Mishain mechila ma'el gavatla tanei shabishat the kedushin asotim kudeshu lotoshah. That the removing the tanei, and this is interesting, I'm not so sure this is so clear to me. I have a number of questions about this. So generally what we say is, when you make a key, for instance, key institution, you have, and you have a condition in it, you have what's the color shame of the key, and you have the mitzvah key, and the color shame key happens, and then the condition waits either, or makes it that we don't, for some reason we delay. So the Sheikh of the Medicine saying of is here that the color shame key only takes place when the Mechila happens. But the color shame key is not the time that you did the condition. It's not that you did Kedushin and there's some sort of Tanai that once you clear up that Tanai, this Kedushin takes effect. Rather, the Tanai postpones the Kedushin Kinyan or the Kedushin until the time that the Mechila happens. So don't say that it makes the original Kedushin start from up right all the way from back there. And here, Kirashi Zaratelli Shamari said, Uperish, instead of Otema, time the Rabbi Shum to Akle the Tanai, they select Tubo. Don't say that she has a Ksubo. At the time of the Rabbi Shum to Inotma Sibilatel the Tanot, of a Ksubo, but she doesn't have a Ksubo, which is what we just read in Rashi. We come upon a Dain Kasha, the Hate of Faith is a Dain Shesha Ksubo. So the key has the problem with Rashi is, why would you even think she should get a Ksubo? What's the reason to think she should get it? To have a Hedge, it's not, Kansas Dam takes a little bit of Ksubo. Today's daf, I mean, the Mishnah said it, that it would be is Mekadesh, if he takes her in the sooner, without any mention of the Tanakh, she doesn't get a Ksuba. They say she loves Ksuba. It's a portion of the Mishnah. So why would you even have a Havmeh to think over here that she should get a Ksuba? It doesn't make any sense. Okay, I'm not going to remember the Shapir Shari. The best way to explain it is like the read. Hello, take my time to remember Shumda, Huli Akhli, the Tanay, Ubiknisa, the Chupa Shagi. And what the fact that he is the fact that he's acting on this and he's going to the chuppah, that's the equivalent of being mokel and tanai. So why? What's the difference? Because there are different stages, right? In marriage, there are different stages. You have kiddushin or erusin. Then, like today, what we do, then you have what's called kinesis chuppah, right? And then after that, you have we do it a number of ways. You have the chuppah or kinesis chuppah that you could. And then afterwards, you have the ego, right? Which is the real consummation of the marriage. So what happens, when do we assume that that when he takes an action beyond the Kedushin, that he's now forgotten the Tanai, he's giving up on that Tanai? So if you say it's a din of mechila, then as soon as he reaches the chuppah, that should be enough, right? He goes to the chuppah, he gets married, that should be, that assume, that should be sufficient to say that he's mokel on the original. That's what you say, it's a din of mechila. But if you say it's a din of king of the most severe, that's nos, that means that the chuppah is not sufficient. He has to actually consummate the marriage. He has to actually reach it, if you will, because that's what's dictating the reversal here, not reaching the chuppah.
Why would he consider to be not nos if he's not reversing the time?
Because he's not married. He doesn't have a kedushin.
Why?
Because he put a condition as kedushin, so his kedushin doesn't work, because the condition she's found to have in the dark, right?
Uh-huh. I mean, he's not open, the condition falls apart, and he goes, there's no reason for Bila to give us.
Right, Bila is outside the framework of Kiddushin, outside the framework of marriage, then.
Because that is why she's maybe found to have
the dark. She has the dark, right? That's right. She has, later on, she's found to have the dark. She's not found to have the dark, and plus an issue because then the condition was caught, the original condition works. Right? And then, but there's nothing to talk about. Does he need to get? Of course, he needs to get, then he's going to need, does she get suba? Yes. And then,
so I thought it was just was that one prayer, if they found it was the dark, so then the imprint doesn't have to pick the suba. But it's more than that. At this point, it was where he found that she had been done.
Well, no, he got married, and now she's fine.
I mean, they found that out later.
It is. It's always kind of
evident. It's always later. It's not
before the suba.
So then why isn't he going to know?
Because we find, if
it's only after the fact you find out that
right, you know.
I mean, it's an obvious.
The person, if someone goes, the party goes and does kedushin, turns out that one of the eidim were relative, right? So now you don't have kedushin. So then the person didn't know this, and then he went ahead and he had to deal with the woman, right? So that's still a problem to be assessed because it was outside the framework of kedushin. I mean, there wasn't a kedushin. There wasn't a
kedushin. That is not rational.
What?
That is not rational that the bilo is the kedushin.
Oh, is the bila functioning as a kedushin? Right, then you would learn, right, that the bila is running as a kedushin. Right, because there was.
That's what he said. It's also this is all like a mind game saying, if you would have known, and other said this is the bila is loose. So, I mean, he didn't have a problem. You're saying that it happened. If we even point to Rashi, he did not have in his mind that when he was doing the bila, it was from kedushin. We sort of.
So we're assuming that because a person does not want it to be a bila,
so what's going to give it to be? So he can decide later on.
No, he doesn't get to decide later on.
We say that theoretically, even though it's bila that he thought he was doing from his suing or whatever, and when he was married, he actually was doing it as a kedushin.
Exactly. That's what Rashi said. So the reason is saying a little differently, but he's saying that Rashi says the issue is, right, Akule would have been working on the original kedushin. Right, whereas Bia creates a new kedushin now. That's where Rashi says. Like, Rish says no. There's nothing to do with the original kedushin. It's all about now. Question is when does it become to function? Meaning that when is it effective? So that's what Rish says. Rish says both same time to Rabbi Shimon that Akuli Akuli is now into the chuppah saga. But as soon as he goes into the chuppah, that's enough. Right, because the chila allows him to use chuppah to be the nisuin, and that's enough. By the time the Rabbi Shimon Dena Dama said, "Be let's hope, be let's know." The doctor, Shneik Nasa Tisa Gemuru Shabbat, he needs a full bia in order to say that he was mokel on the tonight, or mean that the tonight is not functioning anymore, and the institution is effective.
He says that the mechila to Dena Dama was also therefore he must have been mokel.
He must have been mokel. Either you have to say he must have been mokel, and therefore the condition.
Boy, he must be.
Right.
I mean, if you put a gun to that, so you have to lose all the mechila, it's okay. Mechila.
And that's great. It seems to be that we is learning that way now. Tosfos here, he brings down, but Tosfos here also tries to meet Ashi and Rashi a little bit. It says, Tosfos al Yeshu, she does Rashi. It's kind of a little tame, time to Rabbi Shimon Kuli, having a queen of Masih, she's a little ball. In the case when he didn't have the Ila. The Chit Amar Kuli acted as Nai, Myri Bival. Right, that's when he says that he's a Kuli acted as Nai, that's when he had Bila. Right? Alright, so that's, he tries to explain Rashi, and all the other Rishon, you have the Meiri, you have the Raw, you have the Rashba, all have ways to try to explain this Gemara, and the key issue that all the Rishonim are dealing with is what's the difference between functioning through Mechila and functioning through Ein Adam Osibila Tov Biletznus. So Rashi seems to say, no, the Nafkamina is when is the condition found, and then she gets no Pesukot. She didn't write this, but the problem is why would she even get, why even have a hobby of getting a ksuba? Ksuba is not even in the picture right here. Right? And then we saw that the re, which the Shmita proposes the best answer, the re suggests that it has to do with when is it going to work. If we are working with Mechila, then Chuppah already is enough. Right? Chuppah. Right, I don't know. According to me, it would sound, no, I mean, she wouldn't get a ksuba either, right? She doesn't get ksuba.
He's white line, he's mochel.
Right, oh, you're right. If he's mochel, then she should get a ksuba, right? If he's mochel, she should get a ksuba. But we're going to mechila. Then at the point of the chuppah, the nesuma takes effect. Because we don't need, right, with a chule, we don't need a separate gemira to das. We don't need something else to function as overcoming the tznai. Because he was mochel on the tznai, right? That's what we assume. But if we believe that it's not Mokhan on Tanai, then we need something that has Kinyas and Das. We need some sort of act that is of such a high level of intimacy that we're going to generate either an induction or we're going to assume that he somehow is Mokhan through that act. Right? So that's the two ways, two possibilities of finding this reef. The reef, you could say, is what? Saying no. And if you say that the Chila is working, and he's working with the original Kedushin, and therefore Chupa is Sagi, that's enough with Chupa. But if you get to, if you say that he's working with the Anadam Sibila Tabilatinus, then you need via Yamura to create a new Kedushin. That's one possibility, but I would think that the reef is saying differently than what? That the Bia is an action that creates the Mechila. It's not that he's saying I'm a Chupa, and therefore I go into the Chupa and everything's fine. But rather, he has to do an act that is so intimate or so shows so much Gemir Sadat that we are. He is then assuming that the original Kedushin are foul because of that act. So it's not the Mechila which allows the Chupa to work, but rather it's his action itself that creates the Mechila. That's the other two ways to look at the Re. But I just wanted to give some flavor for the different, but obviously there's a tremendous amount to work on here. Alright, so Mark says, how can we give a chadish? You know, we had this, and then Mark, didn't they argue about, Shmuel argued about this issue before? Did Mark Tana Shalom meet on the King Dilo? A Tana, who did not do meal, right? And then, became of age, right? So Tana got married, she's only married Midir Abonim, somehow her father passed away, she only got married Midir Abonim, she has the right to do meal, right? She has the right to reject the marriage, right? Without getting again. But then, they deal up, then she gets to be older, but I'm Dominicis. Then she goes and gets married to another party, right? Right, that's, now...
While still in this first marriage.
Well, no, she does Miana. This is it. She is, rejects the marriage afterwards.
Yeah, but she's ready to go, but past the point of the
end.
Okay.
So Rabbi Martin, she could get. Rav says, Mishani, you don't need to get from the second guy. Shmuel Mark took the get, Mishani. You do need to get from the second one. So look at Rashi. This is a bit of... I'll just read all the Rashi's just quickly. Katani is Soma. Shlomi ended up a captain cup. When she was a young girl, she did not reject the marriage. The Hegila, Uba Aleha. Then they engaged in relations when they were older, but after me, and then she says, I don't want this marriage. But I'm going to need this. And then she goes to get married to someone else. Now, Rashi says, Ainsrud, again, Mishani, this is Rav's position, that he got law, Baal Elishan Kedushin. He knows when his second husband, when the first husband, I'm sorry, went ahead and engaged with her in relations when she was a major, right, when she was no longer a minor, then we assume what? That this is his new Kedushin. Like we said above, that what the Bia generates is Miyakir, a new Kedushin. So that's what he says. But, there are problems our answer to get Mishani. Why? The Kola Boel, the last Kedushin ever shown in Boel. Right, so when he's Boel, he's Boel on the first Kedushin. Avgav the Modus Shmuel, Shasru Lashini. The Mishnah Shlemi, she's not supposed to go to the second guy. Deina Batim and Mishavia Shesaros, is what you said. When she said, Zola, you can't do me on. Get me a body, but she still needs a get from him. The Amri Rabbana and Gedolva, Lomima and it, Midrabbana, no. The fact, what, that a Gedolva cannot be Mima and it is only Midrabbana. Rav Sever Doraisi, but Rav holds that Mina Torah, she can't be Mima and it. She's not the same Kedushin Boyle. So what's the key difference here between Rav and Shmuel? Rav believes what? When you have Bia after she's a Gedola, that creates a new Kedushin, and that's a Kedushin D'Oraisa. That's a full D'Oraisa Kedushin. And therefore, when she does Mion afterwards, there's no impact. Like you were saying, there's no Mion when you're a Gedola. That's what Rav says. Therefore, when she goes and marries the second party, she's already married to the first guy. So she doesn't need to get the second guy. That was Znus. There's no way. But Shmuel, on the other hand, says what? No. When she gets older, right, but even when she had deal with her husband, he was still relying on the original Kiddushin. And the original Kiddushin were not a good Kiddushin. And the original Kiddushin was not, was when she was a Katana. So that doesn't have real token. It's only the Rabban. Therefore, what? So why can't she do Miyun? She could do Miyun because she's still only married Midir Abona. Even when she's a Gedola, she's only married Midir Abona, and therefore Miyun should still work. So that's what we say. No, so Vito writes that she's not married to him. She really could marry the second guy.
And therefore,
when she goes and has Vito, when she marries the second guy, she needs a get from him because she's really married to the second guy. Because the first guy's condition was only Vito Rabbana.
When you say she's a get from the second guy, she has to separate from the second guy.
But she's not. I mean, she needs a get in order to leave the second guy.
No, but I mean, so that means we're working upon the assumption that she can leave guy number one, and now she's married to guy number one.
Rav says no, right? Rav says she can't leave guy number one, no problem. Shmuel's saying, but that technically, he knows, right? In a Torah, she could leave guy number one, which is not really mattering from the Torah. And then for when she married guy number two, it was a real Torah marriage, because she wasn't married to anybody. So now she needs to get Midir Abonim.
If she wants to leave him, but she doesn't have to leave him.
No, she does, because Midir Abonim, they say she can't do Midir with the first guy. Midir Abonim, if we're saying Midir Abonim, say she's married Midir Abonim, say that she can't leave him, she can't do Midir Abonim. But Midir Torah, she really could get married, so now she has a problem. She married this guy, and Midir Torah, she's married to the second guy, Midir Abonim, she's married to the first guy. So you're forced to get a get from the second guy, and stay married to the first guy, or probably stay married to the first guy. So what do you see? It's the same as what we said before. It's the same approach as Rabbi Shmuel. When a person comes afterwards and has to be off, what's his intent? Is this a new, something totally new, or are we relying on the original Kiddushin? Right? So that's what we said. Rav says what? That you are not relying on the original Kiddushin, and when Hunt is down, right, she needs a get, because, like in our case, Kiddushin with its Tanayimic, the condition, and then she does the Nisun without the Tanay. We assume that the Nisun is a new, something new. Chibbiya, it's a new Kiddushin, it's a new something going to Rashi, going to the Re, whatever it is, it's a Mechila, it works, and therefore she needs a get. Because we don't care about what he did originally. This is a new, right, new action. Whereas Shmuel says, right, therefore it has impact, this action. Shmuel says, no, it's relying on the original condition, and therefore what? The condition dictates the new action as well. So now the opposite is going to happen in our case. In our case, what happens? She got married when she was a Tana. Then she has Bia when she's a Gedola. So now what? When she had Bia when she was a Gedola, they're relying on the original Sinai. Right? Meaning not the original time, the original condition. That's what Shmuel says. That's what he says over here. We're glad the original tonight. Also here, we're glad the original condition. It's only married to Darabana. Because that condition wasn't a strong enough condition. The only condition Darabana. Rav says, no. The new action is an independent action. Now she's a Gedola. That action makes her into a full-fledged wife at this point. So Rav wants to know why they have to argue that at the same point to us. So Mar says, Tzricha. Di marvahahi b'haika marvahishu kaleta tzinah. No, in our case, over here, maybe in the case by the Katana, there's no condition. So therefore, he says that when she makes the action, she's not relying on the original condition. It's a new condition. Oh, but it's not. But in the case over here, in our Gemara over here, maybe the fact that he mentions the Tanai already means that he's relying on that Tanai to go forward. Maybe he agreed to Shmuel's position. So the Ian, Marbaha, if we only have the case, our case over here by the Tanai, the Hakam or Shmuel. Maybe only there does Shmuel agree that what? That is. That is, that the action relies on the original tonight. Above all, in Mogulay, the Rav, maybe he would agree to Rav in our case, right? Because what? There's no tonight in our case, so maybe therefore the action is independent of the first action. Because therefore we need both cases, because each case has its unique properties to it. Our case here has the properties of having a tonight in it, so maybe that makes it more likely that he's relying on the first action condition. In the case in, which would affect Rav's position, maybe. And then Shmuel's position might be affected by the case by Katana, because in Katana there is no condition, so maybe when he takes his action, it's an independent action. So now it's not. Let's try to prove who's right here from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Katana stam. says there, if our mission, if you remember, says that if she does a kedushin of tonight, finds out that she has the darim on her, then she's not mikudesh. Conscious stop, if he goes and does an assume without any conditions and has the darim, then she goes out without a ksuba. That conscious stop, is that a new case in the Mishnah? Or is that relying on the case right before it? It's not clear from the Mishnah. So that's what he said. The Mishnah is trying to bring a proof that it's relying on the case before. Conscious stop, and until then, the darim says she's living tuba. Tuba with a lobaye. She doesn't need a ksuba. I keep the body. So this is what she doesn't need to get. That sounds like Rav. That's exactly like Rav. So my love keeps you out tonight, and she did the Dushan out tonight, big cancer stop, and then she went ahead and was calling her stop to use the Shmuel. This is a big question on Shmuel. It sounds like Rav's position. If you quickly look back to the Mishnah, and I am bait on the bed, look at that Mishnah quickly, you'll just see how the Gemara is reading the Mishnah now. Saying, on the Kaddish, that Yisham will not change the land of Dorim, he makes Kedushin that, why, with a tonight that she doesn't have any of the Dorim, but didn't have the Dorim. Then she finds that he does have the Dorim, ain't on the Kudash. She's not the Kudash. That sounds like one case, right? That's the one case. Before the suing, she finds that he has the Dorim, the Kedushin's in the Fatel, because the tonight wasn't Kim Mekaya. Then the next line of the mark, comes to stop in the Mishnah. Comes to stop. Now, what is that Kansas Stam? Is this a totally new case in the Mishnah? Or is this Kansas Stam continuing the first case? So the Gemara's assumption here is continuing the first case. It's still Kedushin al Sinai, and then he was Kansas Stam, which is the exact place where we have the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. And what does the Mishnah say when Kansas Stam? This will land a Dharma case of Shlomo Tsuba. That sounds like Rav. Meaning that what? She goes out without a Tsuba, but she still needs a Get. That would support Rav's position. So it's to you, to Shmuel. So obviously you're going to know what the Gemara's answer is going to be what? There are two different cases in the Mishnah. It's just one is Kedushin al Sinai, and there's a separate case totally, which is the Kedushin stop and conscious stop. That's not the Shmuel's answer. I want you to see it inside, so it's easy to understand. So when I says both, the case is Kedushin stop and conscious stop. The case is what he had Kedushin without any conditions, and he didn't assume without any conditions. About Kedushin al Sinai, but had he done Kedushin al Sinai, he did conscious stop, how could not be a little bit either? He wouldn't need a guess. So I said, if that's the case, then read the Mishnah. The Tony of Akadish is a show, and that's in the land of Dorim, the name of that Dorim. Why did you make the first case of the Mishnah a case where, according to Shmuel, that was an independent case, where he has Kedushin, right? And then he put the Tanai, and then they find out that the Tanai was in Spatel because what? Because they were in the Dorim on him. And so they're in Kedush, but closer came, oh! And certainly in this case, why wouldn't you make the case, right? Litnei, I'm sorry, Menashe Alei, Dharm Nitzel, Dharm Enam Gedeshet, Litnei Kansas Tau, Benitzel Alei, the Dharm Enam Gedeshet. Why did you make the case more of a Kiddush? Shmuel's Kiddush, the case is even bigger Kiddush. What? Not only when she does Kedushin of Tanai, is the Kedushin uprooted, but even if she does Nisuin after that, without any mention of the original Tanai, it still doesn't work according to Shmuel. So the mission of it was really trying to say there were two cases, it could have come up with a much better case by having it be Kedushin with Kinesa Stam, and then a separate case of Kedushin Stam and Kinesa Stam. The fact that it only mentioned Kedushin, and according to Rav Sumar says, or Hoshkin Ha'avanami, Hoshkin Ha, and then certainly our case. Sumar says, Ha'avanami, Kamar, that's exactly what it's saying. I'm a Kaddish, and Yisho Menashe, Elena Dorim, Bekansa Stam. That's the two cases of mission. She had Kedushin with its condition, the Noda Dorim, then he had to assume without anything in her, and Yisho Elena Dorim, and then he found out the Dorim, Enam Mikudeshet. Then he's trying to finish the first case in the Mishnah, second case in the Mishnah. Kid says, Stam, then Kansas Stam. She had Kedushin without any conditions, and had Nisun without any conditions. And the Dharma not mentioned at all. Takes this low Ksuba, then she goes out with that Ksuba. Ksuba, who's a low bogey, she doesn't get Ksuba. That's monetary punishment because you can say, yes, she shouldn't have drugs. But, Ha Gita, boy, she still needs a get. Now the Gemara wants this. So this is going to Shmuel. Shmuel's reading the Mishnah to be two different cases. As opposed to Rav can read it to be one case because that supports his position. Shmuel's going to read it as being two cases. One case of Kedushin with a Tanai in it is still with the Suin Stam. And then a second case where she has nothing. Kedushin Stam, Suin Stam, right? And then she loses her Ksuba and not yet. So now according to Shmuel, we tried to do this earlier with Rav, but now according to Shmuel we have to understand why in the case where she has a Kedushin al Tanai, she makes a Tanai in the Kedushin, or he makes it, sorry, he makes a Tanai. Then is Koni Ser Stam. What does Shmuel say? Doesn't need a get, doesn't get a ksuba. But then when it's Kisha Stam and Kansa Stam, what is it? She doesn't get ksuba, but she does need a get. What's the difference? Why in one case does she require a get, and one case she doesn't require a get? That's the part that says, she's going to lose her ksuba anyway. The fact that she lost her ksuba seems to mean that there's no good condition here. There's no good condition, she shouldn't need a get either. So that's what the Gemara wants to know. So now the Gemara says, Suba Udvobaya Gitabai. My snuck suba dvobayim. What's the difference that she doesn't get her suba? Domar EFCB Shinidranis. Why doesn't she get her suba? Because you say I don't want a woman who takes all these nidarim. Yaki get Namiluti Bai. She should also not require a get. Right? So Amar Rabba Tzricha get me divrehen. So the get is only a get me Rabbanan. It's not real that she really needs a get. We give her a get, me Rabbanan. The fan of our fist is really get me divrehen. Why? Because we don't want it to look like somebody got a kedushin. Look, what it looks like now, somebody had a kedushin, you sue it, and then he leaves without doing anything.
Or maybe it looks like he did the mechila.
Alright, oh, but there's no mechila because he didn't say it. There was no tzai, there was no mechila. So there's not, he didn't say anything. You can't talk about mechila. You have to say that it just doesn't look right. Here a guy had a full kedushin, full of suing, and then we say, oh, there was really never any condition of suing. People are going to look at me and say, what do you mean? A married woman can leave without a get? That doesn't make any sense. So we require get, me divrei, and me derabonon. So that's it. So really, she doesn't require get, and she doesn't get suing. But, because these, the darn wipe out everything. Right, it's a kedushin tells. It's a mekach tells, basically. It's a false kedushin, because, but we assume, he says, if she be trendy drunks. So therefore, what the, this answer in the Gemara says there's no difference. If you want to use Kedushin al Tanai in Kansas Sam, or Kedushin Sam in Kansas Sam, the outcome is the same, which is that she doesn't need a get, and she doesn't get her Ksuba. In the case where there was no explicit Tanai made, we say get a get, meaning there are Bonon, so it doesn't look like he's just walking out without anything, right? That's the answer of Rabba. Robo Omar Kono Sukim Isfakile. That the Tana has a suffix. By the case of Kitchestam and Kansestam, they have a suffix. But we don't know if she's really married or not married. So Gabe Mamona Lakula. So by Mamo Suba, we say go to the Kula. Where's the Kula mean? Hamosi Makabero Lavaraya. Whoever wants to take the money has got to break the burner proofs on them. So she don't pay up because no Suba to her. She gets no Suba. She would have to prove, right, that what? That the Kedushin was a good Kedushin, and that her being an Adronis doesn't affect the Kedushin.
What's the Satsavik?
He didn't mention anything. He never made it tonight. He never made any conditions. He went ahead and Kedushin stam, the Sun stam.
She was saying that if we take the side that really stam means that he made it tonight,
right?
That he doesn't want to show the Adronis.
No, we say that it's a Mekar Kos, right? We say
it's like the fact that he goes to the Sun shows that he was in the bathroom on that.
But either that he went to the Sun that he went, or the fact is that the fact that he didn't explicitly mention it means that you can't all of a sudden retroactively put a condition into the.
But the suin shows that the condition, right? The suin shows that the fault of the chila. Yeah, in the chila, that's the other way to learn, right? The suin here is generating the same chila as it in the original case, right? So then, Gabi Surah the Kumra, by each dish, we're not going to let him walk out without a get, so we're making him a get. So that's the rabbi's difference in this case. So they bring me the get, but you don't have to pay up. We don't pay the suin, right? Exactly. That's only a case of kitchen stam and the suin stam. But if he was kitchen stam, then the suin stam, then Shmuel, even Shmuel gets it, you don't need a get.
You don't need it because he explicitly made the tonight and Shmuel believes there's no Mechila in the suit.
Right, so you have to say that because you say that the time had a suffix, then even in the Kedushin would be a suffix yet.
Right, no, when he had a time in Kedushin, no.
No, if you say that, that when it doesn't say anything, the time had a suffix, right. What it really means.
Right.
And it means the time up, and then also if it did only even from Kedushin, it didn't go from the suit, it should also be again.
Yeah, according to this possibility, right. Or you have to say that maybe you could argue, I'm just saying this is a possibility, you could argue that Shmuel's willing to allow you to claim a Mekach Kos before Nisuin. That you can claim that I would, that this is a Mekach Kos. But once you reach the level of Nisuin, it might be that you can't make that claim.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
Unless you explicit, Shmuel says that he's relying on the original Kedushin. When he comes to Nisuin, he's relying on the original Kedushin. So when he explicitly made it tonight, that tonight still is. It is still extant in the Nisuin itself. But if he never made that Tanai in the condition, right, we say that he can make a claim of Makatos, once he reaches the Nisuin and he still doesn't mention the Tanai, there's a possibility, I'm not saying that Shmuel would even agree that there's Mechila by the Nisuin. I'm saying that the possibility is like you're saying, that it's still, the original condition is as if it had a Tanai, and the Nisuin doesn't matter anymore, and it's still like the original Shmuel, like we said before. Two possibilities in the suffix. But either way, you have a suffix here, so the moment the Kula, so no Suba, Yisura the Kula, so she needs to get. That's what he says. So Amar Rabba, so that's an independent statement. This is some And the Gemara is going to challenge the statement once. Rabbah is going to amend the statement, and then it's going to bring another a whole bunch of challenges to this. So Rabbah says, "Amar Rabbah machlokes betos shei noshim." That Rabbah and Shmuel only argue when there's a mistake by two women. Avol betos isha achas divrei akol ein tzrichah imenu get. Then everybody agrees that he does not need a get. All right. So now, what is the case here? So the case is that what he had. Let's look at Rashi. Make it easy. The toast shei noshim makes a mistake with two women. He makes Leah. His condition was Leah out tonight. That on a condition that what she has no dedar. Then the ishak heret kana stam achareha. And then he marries another woman without ever mentioning this night. Nitzol le nedar. And then what? She finds out that she has time. Bahainika usu. And so that is the mistake that we find here. So fact is, so that's Makos Din Rabbah Shmuel. According to Rabbah, what's Makos Din Rabbah Shmuel? He made it tonight with woman one, woman A, and then woman B, he comes along and marries her without any tonight. But does the original tonight that he made with woman A have impact on woman B? Rabbah says two different women. The fact that he mentioned it in one place and didn't mention it in the other gives him more token that he didn't care about it. Right, that he loved her so much that he, first woman, he wasn't so sure if he wanted to marry. So he made a condition, and if she's an adrenaline, so I don't want her. Second woman, he was so in love, he didn't even bother to mention this now, because he says, you know what, I like her so much, I don't even care about it. That's the way Rabbah. Shmuel says, no. The fact that he made a tonight with the first woman is Megala and his ass that the darn bother him. And that tonight's going to hold even for the second woman. That's what Rabbah says. But if it's one woman, and he made a condition in Kedushin, even Rav is going to agree that at the time of Kedushin, that when he reached the Suin, it's still working on the original Kedushin. That's what they say. That's the way Rav works. There's no get here. Amar Abaye, how much Nisan? What are you going to do with our Mishnah? To toast Isha Akasi, it's a mistake by one woman, right? It does Kedushin. Become a vineyard youth to mean it. And before we ask the Shiloh and Shmuel from our Mishnah, we challenge Shmuel's position from our Mishnah by suggesting what there was only one case in the Mishnah. Condition of tonight, and then comes the Stam. And yet we challenge Shmuel from that Mishnah. If you believe by one woman, right, that there's no Mahobos in Rabbi Shmuel, then why bring a challenge to Shmuel's position from our Mishnah? Even Rav would agree in our Mishnah. I mean, it's not a proof to Shmuel's position here. So why would you bring this? The fact you did that means that it can't be true what you're saying. So Elohim Mar Haki, now let's amend Rabbah's statement. Umar Rabbah Machlok is the toast Isha Akas Ke'ein Shei Noshim. When it's one woman whose actions are like two women, when it's one woman by herself, then everybody agrees you don't need a get. So what does that mean? What does it mean? No, Ishaka could say nothing. So here, exactly. Look at Rashi. It's down pretty far down. Right from the toast was read. Rashi. But what was the toast? Ishaka could say nothing. Kisha out tonight. He did kedushin with the condition. Vigirsha in a kedushin, and then he got divorced from her. But both of her conscious up, and then he went back and remarried her. Right, so that's what it is. So this woman, now what? So now, Amarav Tzuf the man again. So this is the question here. When he remarries, he did Kedushin with his knife, gets a get, and goes ahead and then remarries the woman. He gets Kedushin. Does the original knife, that he had the original Kedushin, still have impact when he goes back to marry her? What's the story? So Rav says, what do you mean? Kedushin ended the first marriage. When we start fresh, it's a clean slate. So therefore, when he comes in here, the tonight is not in existence, and therefore he's married to her because he didn't make a condition. Rosh Shmuel says no. The fact that he's Gali is vast, that he wants a tonight condition, when he comes back and makes the same condition, he is relying on the fact that he really mentioned in the first. But if you have a woman by herself, meaning that one woman, where it's clearly Isha Akas, whereas he had condition with her, with its nine, and then did Nisun, even Rav would agree that Nisun is dependent on the original condition. That's what he's with our Mishnah. You have to say our case in our Mishnah, that's what we have to say, according to Rav, the case in our Mishnah is we got divorced in between. When the Gemara answered the question on Shmuel, it said, Kitcha up tonight, Yirsha, and then Kamsha Stam. That's
what he said before that was supposed to mention, right?
It it's not two women, then it's still one woman.
We still have to add a lot of information to the Mishnah.
Right.
Yeah, but not to explain, you also explain it though, that it doesn't say that it was the same woman who was in another story before, so it's not going to say it's another story, it's a different woman.
Right.
You can stretch it, you can stretch it.
Right. I mean, I don't know, I think this is still easier here, right? It's a little easier to do, because there's Shmuel's answer is that we're talking about two different cases, right? Shmuel could have given the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, it is still a stretch. It's just not a big stretch. So, Adrian, don't worry, they got plenty of questions in Rabba. They're going to go through a whole bunch of Mishnayos that seem to just not agree with Rabba's position here, and each time you have to set up Machlokas and bring up for Machlokas. So, it's a bad time. Right, so he did a kedushin by mistake, or he did a kedushin with less than a pruta. Less than a pruta is what? Is not a good kedushin. But then katan shekidesh, or a katan who doesn't have the ability to be mekadesh. Right? If apapish shalach sablonos afar mikin, even though they sent gifts afterwards, meaning gifts after they were gadol, right? After the boy was a gadol, he sent gifts. So you would say what? That those gifts could be kedushin, meaning that because he wasn't able to do the kedushin when it was a chatan, so when he sends the gifts later on, is he relying on the original kedushin or the gifts? The new gift means it's a new kedushin.
Is that on all the cases on the
cut?
It goes on all the cases and all on
the probably only on the cut case here, but you could argue it's a good other two cases. Yeah, you could say in all the cases. Ain't it be kedushin? Shemachmas kedushin harishonim shalach. But when he sent the sublimates, he sent the presents, they were relying on the original kedushin. And that kedushin, it was not a good kedushin. Bimbalu kano. Right, so if he has, I mean, if he's conscious down afterwards, then he's called it. Meaning it overrides the original kedushin. Shemben yudim mishemar mishmala marim balu lo kano. Right? So if he does be, it does happen. So this is exactly how my focus here. Kedushin with some sort of problem in it. And then you later on have a nisu and a bia. So we have a focus panel on whether that is the bia overcomes the original kedushin or does not overcome the original kedushin. Sounds exactly like our case. So now the problem is what you have one woman here. Right? You have a kitcha, you're only talking about one woman, and you see there's a machlokas between this tanoim, which is exactly like Rav Shmuel's machlokas. So how could Rav say everybody agrees by one woman that when he does nisuin, it automatically refers back to the original kiddushin? Here you see there's a tana that says no, that the nisuin overcome the kiddushin. Now the Gemara's assumption is what that there are three cases here now. There's kiddushin tells. It's Prophet Mishav, but it's done in a cup and Shekidesh. What is the case of Kiddush Etos? That sounds like our mission, but it's not, there's something wrong with the Kiddush. So that's it. Ha hafa the toast isha akasi. It's one woman. Upligate, and they argue. So my love toast nidorim. What's the mistake? What's that case of where the Kiddush Etos is toast nidorim? Meaning that he made a mistake, meaning that he made a tie in the Kiddush that it shouldn't be. She's in that drunkenness, it's not there, and they find out she's in the dark. That's exactly our case. So I says, well, Taus, Prophet Mishavah Prutta. The mistake is that he got married with less than a Shavah Prutta. I says, Prophet Mishavah Prutta, and you Tani Lach. There were three cases. One of the cases was Prophet Mishavah Prutta. So I says, no. Kids, Taus, and Prophet Mishavah Prutta. Read it like this. Kids, Taus, Prophet Mishavah Prutta. Those are the two cases. So I says, no. Purushi Kamakwarish. The Kids, Taus, is the headline. You have a Kids, Taus. Ketzar, how we have a kedushin mitos? Kedosh kishim promised me shavu puta. He did a marriage with less than a shavu puta. Ah, but Mike made flagate. So what are they arguing about now? If they're not arguing in exactly our case here, which is what it's a kedushin mitos, which promised me shavu puta is exactly the same thing. It should be the same thing anyway. It's a kedushin with a toast, and then he does a kinch to stop. There's a suin afterwards. There's a suin relying on that original kedushin, or is it overcoming? That's what seems the simple shot in the Mishnah. If that's the case, what that would be a question of Rabbi's position, that when you have a single woman, and you have a kedushin with some question and then a piece of stop, that everybody, even Rabbi, would agree that it doesn't work. But here we have a ton that says it works. So you must say that they're arguing about something else. What are they arguing about? Samaritza, where all the real deal, shink, kedushin, tosim, bachas, mishav, and bruta. By the Tanakham, I realize, says that what a guy knows, that less than a sharp bruta is never a good kedushin. The cover of all same conditions. And everyone comes in as Bia, he's doing it to consummate the marriage. A real condition and real Nisui. Because he knows the original condition were a joke. Right? Umar suffering another condition. Conditions of the Papa Shabbat. In fact, that he did a condition with the Papa Shabbat. So it means that he thinks it works. Right? So if he thinks it works, then he babala, then condition is shown ball. Therefore, when he came to Bia, he was relying on the original condition. So it's the same machlokas, but it's a nuanced part of the machlokas. What? It's a very unique case, the Papa Shabbat Kruta. The Papa Shabbat Kruta, they're arguing, everybody would agree, but where the condition were not good. Right? Everybody would agree, if he made it tonight, his kiddushin, and then he went ahead and did biyah that he doesn't need to get because he was relying on the original kiddushin. The only question is here in a public b'shavar putik is where everyone knows that that's not kiddushin. So he certainly wasn't relying on the original kiddushin. He was his on his nisuin, on his biyah, to create a new kiddushin. So that's how the rabbi is going to explain that mishnah. He explains the mishnah that way. It's not a question on his position. Okay, next question, Rabbi. The channel is Rabbi again. A rainy ball lake. I'm an actual year to Abel. Right? I'm having to be with you. The fact that your father acquiesces. All right. So Abel, Pesha Lo Rotsa, I'm Mikudeshet. Even though the father does not acquiesce, she's Mikudeshet. Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum. Rabbi Shimon. All right. So Abel Mikudeshet. The father agrees. Then it's Kiddushin. Lo Rotsa, I'm Mikudeshet. It's like the equivalent of a Tosishakas. What? He's putting a condition in his condition, and then he's being bolo.
Yeah.
So does that Behila rely on the original condition, whether the father wants it or not? So then, for if the father wants the tonight to work, then it works, the Bia works or not? Or do we say, no, Bia is such a strong Gemir Sadat that he's overcoming the whole condition, he's letting the condition go. So that's exactly like our case. And what? You see that there's still a Machlokas, even by one woman, is Machlokas. Obligi also. Right? So they, when they're arguing over there, the Hakam is Obligi. No, it's not that, no, you're misunderstanding the Machlokas over here. Machlokas is not about whether you can overcome the, if you do the Nisun, or the Bia, can overcome the state condition, it would be a question of Rabba, but right there, Machlokas is about another issue. Marzavar, Amanashi Yutza'av, Amanashi Yishoka'av. What does it mean when you want the father's acquiescence? Do you want him to, does he have to give a proactive acquiescence and say yes? Or is his silence by condoning the action and therefore that's enough of acquiescence? That's the argument. Here is what happened. He's Boa Amanashi Yutza'av and the father's silent. So the question is, what does that silence mean? Does that silence mean that he's in agreement, that he's acquiescence in a marriage? Or does that silence mean, no, he needed to say yes to have the tonight work? That's the problem. It means that the act should be silent. He's not saying anything, so he must be happy. No, when he says, I want the father to acquiesce to condone this marriage, means that he needs to say yes. He's been silent, so that's not enough. So here, he altered the Machlokas to be about an issue about what does acquiescence mean. Right? The question here is not whether the Bias are relying on the original condition. The only question is
not
the
Tanai.
Right, yeah, but the Tanai is still there. This is a unique Tanai, and you know if the Tanai is working. But everybody agrees if the Tanai doesn't work, then the Tsum are no good. Right. Anyway, Moses Chachamim Rabbi Elazar, the Ketana should see our Biyah and Nidkarsha. A Ketana was married off by a father. When it's married off by a father, that's Kedushin de O'Reitza. A father can marry off a daughter, Mid O'Reitza. Then Nidkarsha, she has Gerushin. Gerushin is Mid de O'Reitza. She's now Torah divorced. Now, they need Yitoma B'chayav. Now she becomes a living orphan. Why? She's unable to marry herself off because she's a Ketana. Her father is no longer able to marry her off because he's lost control over her. When he gave her over to this other man, condition, this guy says he's lost control. Vehek Siva, this guy remarries her. Okay, the original vow now remarries her. So Rabbi Moses Chacham, the Chacham of Israel, Lezer, she collects it, but lo mitzia bemet. She has to do chalitza and not yibum. Meaning that if her husband now passes away, and now she's a brother is there to marry her, that she has to do a chalitza and not yibum. Why is that? It makes you give shab, give shin gemurim. Her divorce was a divorce de oraita, minatora. So now she is now the ex-wife of this man, this individual. He's the ex-wife of his brother. She can't go marry the second brother.
Even though she went back
to marry him, because that was only a marriage de rabbona. That's not a marriage de oraita, right? Her returning is not a full marriage. It's only a marriage from either rabbona.
If it was a marriage only to your opponent, but it wasn't a divorce, then you didn't.
Yeah, you can do this interesting. You technically can make a marriage stop.
You
might have
stopped.
You
must have
made a stop. Right, either you say it's a good evil, or you say that she's
a good
evil. Right, evil. Or she's a puya, and she can
do it.
Either case, you can do it. So, Ahmed, that was a question there, but Malamis told him, the Mian. Do we teach her to do Mian? That's the Rebbe Lezer that says that you teach you to do miyun. Why? Because then you uproot the original condition and she can go perform yibum. Because Rebbe Lezer says if you do chalitza, then she's in trouble. Why? Because if she does chalitza, then what? Then she now becomes eshet chalitza to. Because the chalitza is a deraita chalitza, and she's only married to Rabban. So chalitza deraita is going to create a problem for her. That's what we, the question is, what are we doing in that case? Do we tell her, teach her to do miyun, and then do chalitza when she gets older, or do yibum when she gets older? Or do we say, wait until she's a gdola, right? Then, once she has biyo, she's married in midoraisa, so, and then get rid of the chalitza. That depends on whether you believe there's zika or not. That's machlokas on whether there's zika or not, whether she can wait to do such a thing. That's the machlokas here, blessing of coming. Is there a zika? Does she have a connection to the yibum? So therefore, can she then wait until she gets the gdola and the boel him or not? That would depend. If you have a zika, then it won't help that she's trying to get married afterwards, because it's ish zika so. It's a relative already, and you can't do it. Alright, so now listen. So here's the case. Here we go. A man, by my morim, she girsha, she keeps tana. That's zero, she tana. That's only when she had gimushin, when she was a tana, and then he took her back as a tana. Why? Because gimushin, her gimushin, they're right, so. And Abzara is only Abzara, they're abominable. About girsha, she tana. Did gimushin when she was a tana? Oh, zero. What?
Yeah.
No, the gimushin is alright, so she got married
earlier until she was a tana.
Yeah, because her father married her off. He's alright. Her father, in the first marriage, was a full marriage, mina tova.
Okay.
Because the father can marry off the daughter.
So why wasn't there me and what's it?
No, so then she was Megari Shur, which is a get, because you need a get in Doraisa. And the father marries off the daughter, which is a Tana, you need a full get, because then you have a Kedushin Doraisa and a get Doraisa. The only time Mian works is when she's married only Nidra Abona. Married Nidra Abona is either her father passed away, or in this case, where she was married, got a divorce, now she's what's called Yisom of a Chaya. She's an orphan in her father's life, then, because her father lost control over her. So her marriage is now her marriage is Nidra Abona.
And while she's still a Tana.
Right, while she's still a Tana. So what happened here? She did, they had the Yerushim when she was a Tana, so now she's divorced Midoraisa, she's an independent. But then that's zero sheep dola. He returned her when she was a dola already. Oh, she had zero sheep kana, or he returned her when she was a kana, big dola at slow. And then she becomes a dola with him, and he has deal with her after she's already a dola. Umes! And then he dies. Oh, that's it. Oh, mitya bemet. Right? So then she does kalitza or yibum. Alright? And she might be a lesser, or miracle lesson, for lo mitya bemet. But he does kalitza, but not evil. Alright, so why? So this is the case. Listen to this. What's the issue here? Right. Are you so made? Here you have a Kana who's getting married, and then he has Bia when she's a Gdola.
So what's Gdola? Not the last case.
But, right, the last question is really, the last even says it by Gdola, or regular Gdola, but for our purposes, she got married when she's a Kana now. That's only conditioned to meet their Abana. Later on, she has Bia when she's a Gdola with this individual. Does that be a reliant traditional condition, and when she's conditioned down in his B is not a good condition, and therefore she's only married Midra Abonan, and now you have a evil that Midra righteous. So she has to do that's it. Police alone means event four. But you say what?
Act itself and then she's a Dola.
Right. Oh, once she was B and when she was a Dola, he realized that Kedushik Tana is not working, and therefore what? He's both at her for a real marriage. She's married to Midra righteous. So she can actually meet the new brother. She can either be Kolex or Miyabe. Right, that's a question of Rabba's position, you see here. You have a case where you had a condition with some question in it, and you have an action later on, and assume later on that might uprooted or not. And you have a focus being regular lezer and the chacham.
You don't say that to
the... Right, so that is... Yeah, so we say it. The Gemara says, no, but the Tosk Isha Akadami Upligate. Asanami Bahakam Upligate. No, this is a unique machlokas, and it's not a general machlokas in the Sun. Where's that? Mark's over here, they ought to change Kedushi Kana Kulam. It's like the Shabbat Kutta. Everybody knows that a Kana did not have Kedushi, did not Kedushi. Therefore, Gomer Bob was saying Kedushi. So everyone should be capable of Zobi.
Yeah, the Gomer is the Kedushi, and then it's a more, that's in the Sun.
No, oh yeah, whatever. That Kedushi and the Sun happens once. Everyone thinks that one. Alright, Mark's over here, they ought to change Kedushi Kana Kulam.
He thinks he's doing this.
Right, he thinks he's doing it. Well, see, of all the type of Kedushi Rishan Kaba. He's relying on the original Kedushi. So you see what, again, so everybody would agree if it's not a good Kedushi, right, then sue and don't overcome it. So the question is the original, because he's so knowledgeable that the original Kedushi were not good, and he's got an act, right, and a new act. Is that the answer for Rabbi?
Let's take a look more on the simple focus in the...
Right, in the Messias. In the Messias over here, about exactly how people view these things.
I will test that and take it to the English. I got to be 12
now. All right, take care. I'll test.
Thank you.